Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You got two big underdogs tonight trying to pull off something significant, one much larger than the other. The New York Giants, a 16.5 to 17-point underdog tonight, and plus 770 on the money line. And the New England Patriots are minus 1,100 on the money line. So if you want to win $100, you got to put up $1,100 to do so. Whereas tonight, with the Rays, they're only plus 245, and Gerrit Cole and the Astros only minus 290. So yes, large underdogs for both of these games, one much larger than the other. And it would be a shocker if Daniel Jones, you want to talk about becoming a hero overnight? If Daniel Jones somehow pulled this whole thing off, he would absolutely do that.
Can you paint the scenario that he does that?
Brady's got to get hurt.
Okay.
That's it. That's the only way. And Jared Stidham's got to come in and throw another seven pick sixes. That's the only way it's going to happen. But, yeah, that's the scenario, I guess. I mean, we've seen him play really, really well, but it's just a matter of that Patriots offense versus the Giants defense. Yep. That's the
thing.
Yeah,
but the Patriots also have the best defense in football. Now, some of it could be who they have played, but, man, I'll tell you what, they get after people. Their pass rush is about as good as I've seen it in the last 5 years, and their secondary is just loaded with just players everywhere. I mean, I think they're built to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, that's why Belichick went out and did what he did to acquire all these defensive backs. And, you know, so they'll put a track team out on the field when they play the Chiefs later on in the regular season. And then ultimately, we all think it's going to be the AFC Championship game again.
Yeah, and Jerry throwing his support behind the Patriots this morning wearing his Julian Edelman T-shirt.
Had not thought of that.
Yeah, his J.
Where
did you get that from?
From Julian Edelman.
Yeah, oh, he right. gave it to you.
Yeah, he gave us three.
He gave it to you guys.
Oh, you didn't get one?
Oh, I never got one.
I didn't. And the day that Boomer and I were wearing almost the same shirt, I couldn't have that all morning. So I went into the office looking for something, and Eddie gave me this.
Oh, so Al, you kept the Julian Edelman T-shirts.
No, I got a duffel bag.
I went
bag.
To Eddie.
Yeah, they were. He left them in the studio, actually, with you guys.
He did?
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
I don't remember it.
A little winter hat I put on the other day. That shirt. There was a Why Not Us shirt. There's a bunch of great stuff.
All right. Why Not Us?
I had picked out a Devil's hoodie for this morning. Yeah. When I went to put it on this morning, the sleeve shrunk.
Really?
So, but I went ahead and had long sleeves on because it's usually cold in here. So
what that? Plus, they lost last night. And plus, you probably didn't want to wear it.
That's not true. I had it out for this morning.
Right.
And you're probably thinking, all right, you know, Patriots play tonight. I'll put my
Didn't even give that a thought.
JE11 shirt on and screw the Giants.
Did you watch your Devils game last night?
Only the first period. I did not see the rest of it.
What's the word on Jack Hughes? How's he doing?
They're 0-3.
Right, so he's probably not. You know, he's probably still learning, and he'll have to figure it out. Maybe they rushed him. You know.
What about Kako? Has he scored yet?
No, he has not scored yet, but he's played well, and he has not cost the team. He plays defense. He plays a professional game because he played in the pros in Finland last year. So he gets the whole way of playing. This kid's an 18-year-old kid. Last night he got, you know, and you could tell teams are going after him a little bit too. And he's having trouble in the defensive zone. So I was just asking Jerry. He'll be fine. Long term, he'll be fine. He's 18.
No, I get it. I mean,
I'm talking about Hughes.
Yeah, I know.
What were you doing when you were 18?
I was graduating Belport High School, and I was trying to go to, college and doing that whole thing.
Like right. normal kids.
This kid's playing with men on the ice. Well, both kids are.
I'm not, I don't know why you're coming after me. I just asked how Capo Caco was doing, for crying out loud. Why are you getting mad at me? Oh, you're doing it at 18. Well, I'm not like I'm slamming the kid.
I'm sorry.
You were the one who was like, what's the word on Jack Hughes? And they rushed him, huh? Well, I guess he's playing with men now. You were the one who was disparaging the 18-year-old kid, not me.
I wasn't disparaging. I was giving him a reason why he may be struggling.
Going on with him? Oh, I guess the Devils screwed it up and the Rangers got the better player. Oh, yes, that was the undertone. That was the undertone. That's what you were doing.
Huh, rush to judgment over
there. I'm not rushing to any judgment.
The rush to judgment hockey fan. That's what's going
on.
It's
not me, man.
And you're like the people who call up and say, what do you think about Dwayne Haskins now, Boomer? That's what you're like after a couple of regular season games.
Right.
Huh? Take that.
All right, I'll take it.
All right, JE11, what do you got over there,
man? We're brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today to Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. A or B, take your pick.
A.
So that means we start with the Nationals and the Dodgers. That's the late game, and if you shut it off at 3-1 LA in the late innings, well, you missed a whole bunch. We pick it up with Anthony Rendon facing Clayton Kershaw. He was in after Walker Buehler gave a terrific 6 2/3 and left with a nice lead. Here was the first offering to Rendon.
Kershaw's 1-0 to Rendon. Swung on, hit in the air to deep left center field. Taylor going back, warning track, at the wall. He leaps. It is gone. Goodbye. Bang. Zoom goes Rendon on the second pitch from Clayton Kershaw.
All right, up next would be Juan Soto. What do you think he did? Now, he's a man. He's only 20. What were you two doing at 20, I wonder? I know what I was doing at 20. It wasn't playing professional baseball, but Juan Soto is, and boy, did he come through.
Here's the pitch. He swings and belts one to deep right center field. Way back, going, and gone! Goodbye! Halfway up the pavilion, a tremendous game. Tying home run by Juan Soto. And this game is all even.
How about that? Off of Clayton Kershaw, both of them on back-to-back pitches, essentially. And then you move it into the 10th inning. Now Joe Kelly's on. Howie Kendrick's up. Bases are loaded. We're tied at 3 for a moment.
Kelly's one-strike pitch. Swing and a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick has done it. They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam.
Again, Nationals radio with the call, and that be that. 7-3, the Nationals take game 5 as the Dodgers blow. Really, it was a 3-0 lead in the 6th inning. Here's some of the reaction as the Nationals win a playoff series for the first time since the team moved to Washington in 05. Anthony Rendon says Kendrick is so clutch.
He's the epitome of a professional hitter. He's what? He's like 45 years old, still doing this.
He is doing it. And their manager, Dave Martinez, says what a wacky season for this group.
As you all know, you know, we were not 19 and 31 at one point and turned this thing around. So I've said this all year long that these guys, this group, is resilient.
And they're heading to the NLCS. Heading home would be Kershaw and his team. This is a long clip. I'm going to play it because it's pretty honest.
It's just a bad feeling, man. I don't know how to describe it. Have a group of guys that you've spent your entire season with, 8 straight months battling, competing, and you know, it just ends all of a sudden like that, and you're to blame for it. So it's a terrible feeling.
Yeah, and then there's manager Dave Roberts. I heard you, Boomer, mentioning why he stuck with Kershaw and continued on with him. Here was his answer.
The success that Clayton's had against Soto with a 2-run lead, I'll take Clayton any day in that situation. I just think it's one of those where it was easy for me to get Clayton with the low pitches to get Rendon and then go out there and get Soto.
Except that it did not work out, and so the Nationals advance. Now, who are they playing? Well, we found out earlier in the game. Boy, I tell you, if you missed the first 5 minutes of this game, you missed a whole bunch. St. Louis in Atlanta, top of the first. I don't know if this play will get talked about or not, but this is really arguably the biggest play of the game. It's 1-0 at the point, 1 out in the first.
And the 0-1 pitch. Hot shot to first, off of Freeman, rolls away, picks it up, and has no play. And the bases are loaded with one man out on a hard-hit ground ball right to Freeman that he couldn't make a play on.
Double play ball for sure. Should have been out of the inning at 1-0. Instead, about 4 hours later, here's how the first inning ends.
First inning action. Cardinals lead 9-0. I'll say it one more time. Cardinals lead 9-0 as Jack Flaherty prepared to go to the mound. Here's the pitch to Osuna. Swing, and it gets away from the catcher, and he goes down to first base, and he's safe at first, and the run scores, and it's 10-0.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Mike Shannon, Cardinals radio.
Gets away from the, who's the guy that wears the equipment again? Oh, him, yeah, the catcher. That's right, and he threw it away. Woo-wee.
That was a rough one.
Brutal.
In between, Tommy Edman, Dexter Fowler, Colton Wong all had 2-run doubles. St. Louis equaled the highest scoring inning in postseason history.
What'd this game remind you of? Is there a game that it reminded you of? I just want to see if you're on the same page with me.
Braves and Yankees in 96.
I was going to say the Tom Glavine game.
Yeah, you could say that. Sure.
Just like all the fired up, you know, it was a road team, obviously, that was doing it to a home team.
Everybody, all the air out of the balloon quickly.
Yeah, like that, in a, yeah. essentially an elimination game. That's
13-1, the final score. Unbelievable. St. Louis, the first team in baseball history, to score 10 runs in the first inning of a playoff game. For Atlanta, first time they've allowed 10 runs in the first inning of a game since 1925 when they were the Boston Braves. Just a brutal, brutal night. But if you're St. Louis, you're fired up. And there was, remember, who was the one? Was it Antonio Brown that live streamed in the locker room?
Yeah, Facebook Live.
While Coach was talking? Well, how about
Facebook Live, yes.
Well, how about if he Instagram Live the actual coach talking?
Oh.
Because that's what one of, and I'm not sure who the player was, but one of the Cardinal players put out on Instagram, their manager, Mike Schilt, as he was talking to the team. I don't necessarily think they wanted this to get out. Not that it's bad, but it is Schilt, a good inside look into the Cardinal locker room.
What I loved about this series is we played the game hard, we played the game right. We started to we finished the and that's how we roll.
And then he would continue.
We don't start, but no one with us ever, ever. All right? Now, I don't give a who we play. We're going to him up. We're going to take it right to him the whole way. We're going to kick their ass.
Let's go!
Wow.
You know what? That's just that. Funny. You know what? If I'm the manager, I'm pissed.
You got to be furious.
I'm like, man,
that
stuff just got to stay in the locker room.
And
you
that's
know?
All.
Because I don't
over.
Know how, I don't know how, you know, I don't necessarily know that Cardinal fans probably like that.
Of course,
absolutely.
They
do. I don't think there's anything bad about it, but it has to
it's
stay
not,
in the
It's got to stay in the locker room. You
I
can't
agree.
Have him cussing like that on Instagram and everything cussing. Else. Like, who was a dopey player that put that out there?
You know what? I didn't recognize the player.
You may not recognize the player because right. you may never see him again.
Well, that's true, too. Could be one of these. I mean, I'll
but tell you, that's a backup player doing that? Yeah. Come on, man. You can't do that.
Yeah, listen, I know. And I'm sure that he's going to be mad, and then you're going to tell me it fires up the next opponent, whatever. But, boy, that's a manager that I that's the type of guy I want ahead of my team. Don't you want that?
Yeah, but it's easy to sound like that when you win.
Right, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it, except that we don't need to really see it.
No, like, I look, man, what stays in that locker room needs to stay in that locker room. Or said in that locker room needs to stay in that locker room.
The player is Randy Arozarena. I don't know who that is, but that's who live streamed it on Instagram, right. And it's, as you can imagine, everywhere now. Here's Freddie Freeman. The loss for the Braves, just brutal, and he obviously shouldered a lot of the responsibility.
I didn't come through. I know everybody's going to say what they want to say, but this one's on me.
Mike Foltynewicz took the same approach, even though he could have been out of that inning with the double play ball.
Just put everybody in a bad spot, Mackey to come in and you know try to clean that up, but it's put everyone in a bad spot right away, and it's tough to come back from a couple runs in a playoff, let alone you know, 7, 8, 9 from the first.
Certainly make the case he didn't have to give up so much more.
So Randy Arozarena is one of their fifth. He's their fifth starter. He's 24 years old and he's from Cuba.
And he apologized after
sure.
this.
For sure.
He said, "I want to apologize to my teammates, manager, the Cardinals organization, and baseball fans for the video I posted tonight after our victory. It was a moment meant to be private. I made a rookie mistake by sharing it on my social media account."
Yeah, not great. Game one, NLCS between the Nationals and the Cardinals tomorrow night in St. Louis. Of course, the Rays and the Astros play tonight. The winner taking on the Yankees in the ALCS. Reports say the Mets will interview Joe Girardi, Carlos Beltran, and Diamondbacks Director of Player Development, Mike Bell, for their manager's job. Others could be in the mix as well. I was reading a couple of articles about Dusty Baker could be in the mix at 70. All right. So we'll see where they go.
Yeah, forget that one. You know, the Carlos Beltran one, that's kind of interesting. You know, I know everybody has a great amount of respect for Carlos. He's in the front office of the Yankees now and all that other stuff. I don't want that either. Yeah. I want Joe Girardi. And I'm glad to hear that they're actually going to interview Joe Girardi. That's who I want.
I just hope this isn't one of those things where they're doing it just because the fans have been yelling and we've been yelling about it. It's like, see, we're interviewing him, and then they have no intention
of
hiring
him. We don't know about
he's
that.
He's interviewing with the Cubs
point.
This week, too, yeah. though. Or next
well, good
week
for him.
Or soon.
He'll get one of these jobs. And, you know, the thing is, I don't know, Carlos, this is not the right time for a newbie manager. I don't think.
Carlos Beltran caught looking.
Oh, stop. Oh, stop.
Oh, God. I don't want to hear that ever again in my life. Yeah, I'm with you. The whole rookie manager thing, the learning on the job thing, I can't take that anymore. You should have just kept Mickey Callaway if you're going to hire another green manager like that.
Well, they haven't done it yet. So we will see. In terms of the Giants and Patriots, coverage on the Fan 650 tonight. Jets Cowboys Sunday. We know Sam Darnold back. Chris Herndon, probably not going to play. He's got a hamstring injury.
Unbelievable.
As he's back from the suspension, but now he's injured. Yeah.
Hurt himself last week working out.
Yeah. That's the way it goes. Preseason basketball, the Nets and Lakers are going to play, at least as of an hour ago, and they are at the arena. They are going to play in China, 7:30 Eastern, coming up in about an hour or so.
I was listening to Beningo yesterday. He says China like it's...
How do you say China any differently?
He says China. When he says... I'm telling you, he does.
He's like, are they still over in China?
I was laughing all the way up.
Why don't they get those two teams out of China? Bro, seriously. Are they still... Bro, are they still over in China?
It was just killing me. I was in my car by myself going, China.
Come on. I like to travel. I love to go a lot. There's one place I'm not going, and that is China. I am not going to China.
Good.
Good. That's great.
Well, the Nets and Lakers are in China. And then you've got everything going on with the country.
It is crazy, right?
Popovich not speaking about it. Steve Kerr not speaking about it. So here was President Trump yesterday who went all in on those two.
I watch this guy, Steve Kerr, and he was like a little boy. He was so scared to be even answering the question. He couldn't answer the question. He was shaking. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. He didn't know how to answer the question. And he'll talk about the United States very badly.
Bothered by Popovich as well.
I watched Popovich, sort of the same thing, but he didn't look quite as scared, actually. But they talk badly about the United States, but when it talks about China, they don't want to say anything bad. Ooh. I thought it was pretty sad, actually.
Now, sad.
You knew this was going to get into this arena.
Yeah.
Only a matter of time.
Yeah, he was asked about it yesterday and no problem giving his opinion.
I'm sure.
The way he says little boy is so condescending. Like a little boy. Like the way he says that, it's just like, oh, man. So biting.
I guess the media availability was canceled by the league yesterday. It looks like China is not allowing media availability.
No, wasn't
get out of here. Yeah, really?
China.
Them?
Yes, them. They canceled the whole thing.
Right. For their media. I mean, I guess the guys that travel with us, they're going to be able to talk to the team.
Right. Yeah, Al and what's that guy's name? Al Izanonone or whatever?
Hey, yes.
Him. Like,
is he there?
I don't know. I just
know Rachel
him.
Nichols is there. That's all I know.
Picture it him like, what in the hell is happening here?
And then you had the Pelicans. I know it's preseason, but you had Zion Williamson was 12 of 13 last night. Now, when he came out, they were getting killed.
How many dunks?
All 13 of his shot attempts were within 4 to 5 feet. It's amazing. Is that really going to happen in a regular NBA game? They're going to allow him that close to the rim all night long?
Do you want to get in front of him?
Well, someone's going to have to get in front of him, no?
Somebody will, you know.
Then Marcus again, they Morris. Were.
Oh, yeah, Marcus Morris will pop him on the head.
Exactly. Our junkyard dogs up here will get in the way.
And the Flyers shut out the Devils 4-0. Devils Oilers tonight. Coverage on the Devils Hockey Network on radio.com.
All right, thank you, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.